Novelist and day-to-day contributing writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro took his adopted daughter back to the country where she was born and where they shared an unforgettable encounter.
I took my daughter home. We had flown out of Los Angeles at 3 a.m. By midnight of the same day, we pulled a rental van through 100 miles of jungle and parked in Raquel's hometown of Poptung, in the nation of Guatemala. Raquel is 17. Michelle and I adopted her when she was 12 hours old and we were residents of Guatemala. After her first birthday, we returned to the States. We've always talked with Raquel about the fact that she's a chapina, a Guatemalan, something to be proud of. We have indigenous weavings hanging on the walls. She knows about Rigoberta Menchú, the Nobel Peace Prize winner from her home country. In order to bring the teaching full circle, we knew this trip was inevitable. No one is as much a Californian as Raquel. She takes acting classes. She loves mauling. I drive her and her Russian friend Julia to the Galleria in Sherman Oaks, drop them off, and watch as two decked-out teenage girls strut to a coffee shop. Raquel tosses her bag higher on her shoulder, slides on sunglasses, and struts away, confident, determined to buy new boots. This is her world. Why do so many kids die in Guatemala? She asked that question years ago. Michelle fielded it, explaining the poverty, the inequalities between rich and poor. Two of my brothers died, didn't they? Said Raquel. Yes, said Michelle. That's why your mother gave you up, so you would live. In Poptun, we met up with Chamba, a friend from the 90s. Chamba drove, dodging goats and horses and rusted-out Nissan pickup trucks. There's your old house, he said. No longer a house. The owner had turned it into a mini warehouse to store farming equipment. We walked in, and it was there that Raquel dropped her camera to her side and wept. It was a weeping that I had never seen before, one that meant to wash into a gaping hole, fill it like a lake. 2 weeks later, we returned home. Raquel took to her bed like a fish that's been flapping too many minutes on the side of a pond. She slept for several days. The exhaustion of gap-filling. She's adopted, and she's of two cultures. Trying to figure out who you are in a world that says you're either this or that. No, girl, you're a little chapina, and you're the kid who dons the boots and struts into the mall. Guatemala is your home. California is your home. You don't have to choose one over the other. All of it is yours.
Writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro is the author of the Romilia Chacon crime fiction series.